Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Father Rudolph Cooper. I'm the rector of St. Michael and All Angels and St. Nicholas Parish, East End, Grand Bahama. Welcome to the Anglican Diocese Morning Devotions for Monday, 31st August 2020. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose will it is to be glorified in your saints, and who raised up your servant Aidan to be a light in the world. Shine, we pray, in our hearts, that we also in our generation may show forth your praise, who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Aidan. Saint Aidan was an Irish monk, missionary, and bishop, credited for converting the Anglo-Saxons to Christianity in Northumbria, Britain. He was born around 590 AD in Ireland and died on the 31st of August, 651 AD, while on one of his missionary tours. He died leaning on a church wall. St. Aidan began his life of service on the Isle of Iona, just off the coast of Scotland. During Aidan's time, Christianity in Northern England was largely replaced by paganism by the native British and Anglo-Saxon. The kingdom of Northumbria had just been reconquered by King Oswald, who took back his father's throne. At the Battle of Heaven Field. Next, King Oswald had a vision of St. Columba, who promised victory if his generals would be baptized. At a council meeting, they all agreed to be baptized, and they were baptized the night before Oswald received victory. King Oswald had wished to make his kingdom a Christian nation again. So he asked the monks of Columba to send him a missionary to be an apostle to Northumbria. St. Aidan was the first missionary to Northumbria. St. Aidan was known to have the grace of discretion, and he showed this in his preaching. He said if people had forgotten Christ, they needed loving patience and instructions, something we need today during this pandemic of COVID-19. even before Aidan left for England for his missionary work. He was known for his work practices and his great gentleness. He encouraged his fellow monks to extend their fasts on Fridays and Wednesdays to spend more time in prayer and Bible study. This is what we needed to be doing during our lockdowns and curfews, spending time in prayer and Bible reading. Any belt that was given to Aidan, he gave it right away to the poor or used it to free slaves. And some of those slaves followed Aidan back to Lynn's Farren and were educated by him. And few even became priests. St. Aidan is the patron saint of firefighters. And so today we call upon him to protect our firefighters who risk their lives to save lives. And while praying for them, we also pray for all our frontline workers who risk their lives each day to keep us alive. St. Aidan's fame spread far and wide due to his humility, kindness, a number of miracles that he performed. St. Aidan had great influence on King Oswald, so much so that while at an Easter feast, King Oswald was told of a multitude begging for alms outside his gates. Immediately, the king ordered all the food that was brought before him to be distributed to the beggars, and for the silver plates to be broken in pieces and be given to them. And seeing such an act of generosity, St. Aidan grasped the king's right hand and blessed him, saying, "May the hand, this hand never decay." And it never did. St. Bede records that even after King Oswald was struck down in battle, his right arm never corrupted, and it was kept in a shrine where many people reported miraculous cures from the king's relics. On this feast day of St. Aidan, and every day, we can turn with Aidan in prayer for the renewal of our church and in hope that God can send us other missionary saints. Let us go out to spread the gospel of Christ today, like Aidan did. Let us pray. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Enjoy your day, and God bless you.